Hello and welcome back to the Talking About podcast, where we are talking about Doctor Who. I'm Grace and I'm here with James, and we're talking about the Unquiet Dead episode. Episode 3, I believe it was.
Yes.
I'm double checking that, yes. So, first of all, before we get talked about the episode, how have you been?
Yes, as always. I've been alright since we last recorded. Not much has really happened.
I was going to say, it's not been that long.
Yeah, it's not been that long for us. You guys obviously see this week after week. We don't record them every week. We record multiple at the moment. Because otherwise we'll abandon it again. The only thing that's really to note is today, as of recording, which is the Monday that the last episode came out, I spent about 5 hours on VR and got new cast members for a Sonic group that I'm in, which is pretty cool.
That is.
Yes. That's about it. That's the only noteworthy thing other than having work on the Sunday. How about you, Grace?
I haven't started, like, learning to drive, but I'm about to, which is kind of fun. Because driving's so expensive, so I just haven't been able to learn yet.
It's also scary.
So... it's also scary. No, so I'm finally, which feels like forever, gonna learn how to drive. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else really. Went out with some friends for lunch. Mm-hmm. That was kind of it the other day. It's like been 2 days, so I really haven't done anything. I've got a week of work ahead of me, and it's just like
fun.
Oh. Fun.
Yeah,
so
yes.
that's me. But yes. We are talking about the Unquiet Dead episode, which...
third episode of season one from 2005.
I think it's quite a interesting episode.
Agreed.
Storyline-wise for Doctor Who, but I think it's because I'm kind of comparing it to New Who, which is also is very different. But what did you like about the episode first? Just basic likes.
Basic just likes. Okay. I don't know, really. Like, I enjoyed the episode, but I don't think there's anything that properly stood out to me, personally. I think...
anything that implicates the future, or...?
Obviously, you've got your next tease of Bad Wolf. With Gwyneth going, the big bad wolf stuff, really ominously when she's reading Rose's mind. We should probably put spoiler warnings. These episodes all have spoilers in. It's an episode review, what do you expect?
Spoilers.
But, yeah, as River Song would say. not that we meet her for another seasons. Anyway, that's getting sidetracked. I quite like the premise, and you also get another mention of the Time War.
Yeah, I like that.
It's just, basically, it's not really that vital. I know we'll speak about this a bit later when we do the ranking. But everything in this episode, really, is just to further the things throughout the season. Like the little hints to Bad Wolf, or the little hints to the Time War. And there's nothing really else to it other than just the main story, obviously. But I think the biggest purpose of this episode was just to add more to those story arcs. But
yeah,
I don't know if there's anything that stood out to me that I liked. What about you?
I really like the fact, obviously this is kind of nothing to do with the episode itself, is the fact that obviously we're introduced to Gwyneth and they quickly patch up the fact later down in a different season that they reuse the actress.
Yes.
And they basically just say, oh yeah, it's like a family thing. It's like her great, great, great grandmother or something, which, or like, not, it wouldn't be grandmother because she, spoiler alert, dies in...
yeah.
In this episode, so it would be like some sort of like cousin Balance way it. Down yeah. the line or whatever. But I just really like the fact that they do cover it up in a future episode. Yeah. But I really like just the whole premise of it being Charles Dickens and ghosts. I think it's quite clever the way they use that.
It's like Charles Dickens met ghosts at Christmas. Yeah. Dash, Donna Noble, circa, whenever she said that.
Yeah.
I can't remember what episode.
I think, and I do actually quite like the fact that it is Christmas, because it's kind of the first is obviously the first Christmassy episode we get. And obviously many of the people that know me will testify that I am obsessed with Christmas. So for yes. me, anything themed around Christmas, I'm obsessed with. And this, we're recording this in August, and I like end of August time, and I'm all ready for Christmas.
Yeah.
I'm so excited already. So this episode, I'm like, I like this episode. But the only thing I would say is it doesn't drive much. I mean, actually, it does. I'm going to backtrack on that. It does develop character development, I think, because we get to see the difference between Rose and the Doctor's values again. Oh, that's true. When yeah. Rose is like, you can't let them just walk around in...
Oh, yes, like, I can.
In dead bodies. And he's like, can, because it's just recycling.
Yeah.
And he basically compares it to organ donation, and it's just...
I mean, it's very... It is kind of organ donation.
Yeah, but...
As Rose says, it's different.
I mean, yeah, I think it's just the fact that like we then get to see where they both stand as individuals, not together. I think we get to see their morals, and we get to see how far away the Doctor is from maybe more human morals, because he's just been through a war. So to him, it's like, well, this race is dying, and they need somewhere to stay. So why not? And to Rose, it's like, well, you know, these are still people, like they still had a life and it's still their body, so you know, we get to see that moral conflict, which I really like.
It is very interesting, especially really early on in the season. It's one that yeah. I kind of forgot about without rewatching, and it's like, I don't know, it still shows that they're quite early on in their travels, because yeah. I think this literally follows on directly from last episode, which I forgot the title of, but yeah, it follows directly on from that, because the doctor mentions like, oh, you've been to the future, now let's go to the past.
Yeah,
so obviously it's like her second adventure in the TARDIS, really, because she didn't really travel anywhere other than a bit in London in the first episode. So it yeah. shows that they're still not quite on the same page about traveling. I do, going back actually, I think there was a scene I do quite like that I forgot about, which is the scene in the TARDIS before they actually enter Cardiff.
Oh yeah.
Where they're just kind of talking, and Rose just talk about the Doctor's life, and he's like, "Oh, it's not a bad life, is it?" She's like, "Oh, better with two." It's like, it's just a cute little downtime scene that's just nice.
Yeah, it is nice.
Yeah.
However, speaking of nice, we're gonna go to the opposite of that now, and I'm gonna ask you, what didn't you like about the episode?
Again,
or not necessarily dislike, but
yeah,
maybe just wasn't so keen on, or you know, just didn't fit.
Again, really think this. This is gonna be a really great episode. Don't know. Now,
yeah, I mean, normally, to be fair, on the last few episodes we've watched, we've always been like quite conversational about the episode throughout the whole thing. This, we barely spoke at all.
Yeah, we didn't really have anything to point out because nothing really happens. Like, every other episode has had something really important about it. Like, the first episode, we obviously meet all the characters and get this kind of, not really lighthearted, but relatively low stakes compared to half the stuff that comes in the future episode.
Yeah.
And then, like, second episode is more just, like, learning about the characters more. This episode is kind of more of that.
Yeah, but
But
it's just a tiny bit of their morals, kind of.
yeah, it's
But
not throughout the
we're
whole
just
episode.
setting up, it's just setting up for kind of the rest of the season.
Yeah. I think it's honestly a really forgettable episode. Like,
Yeah, I
the
think it
only
is.
thing that really makes me remember it is it's Charles Dickens with ghosts slash zombies at Christmas.
With Gwyneth,
Yeah,
aka Gwen.
with Gwen Cooper's like
Ancestor.
yeah, just like I would say ancient ancestor. It's not really ancient, just like ancestor from a few hundred years back.
Yeah.
So like,
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing I really dislike about the episode. I think it's just, like you said, a bit forgettable, a bit like, oh yeah, like they have different morals, and that's kind of it.
yeah.
Like he's an alien, she's a human, and you kind of put it down to that until later on, and you realize why he has certain morals that he does. But it's just kind of a bit like, oh, okay, sure. This episode exists, and it's a fun one to watch maybe at Christmas time if you're a fan of Charles Dickens or
Yeah, I do
fan
find
of
it
ghosts.
interesting. I think, if I might be wrong, but at least in the modern era, this is the only episode set at Christmas that isn't a Christmas special. Because
Yes.
I'm fairly
Yeah, it's like
sure.
mid-season. It's not
Yeah,
even that, it's the
it's
beginning.
third episode. Yeah, it's less than
Yeah.
halfway through. And it's the only episode that's not a
Yeah.
Christmas special that's set at Christmas. Which is
Yeah,
interesting.
I think yeah. Yeah.
We'll revise this if another episode
We'll
comes
revisit
up. I'm
that.
like, oh, I forgot
Yeah.
this was set at Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is the one where the cyber lady in a red dress, I can't remember the
Yeah,
name of the
that's a Christmas
episode.
special. The
Is that a
next
Christmas
Doctor.
special?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think that was the 2008 Christmas special.
Oh, okay.
Next.
Yeah, so that is kind of like a blah episode.
It's like if I fell asleep watching Doctor Who from the start to finish, end up sleeping through this episode and waking up at the end, I probably wouldn't go back and watch it.
Yeah, no.
It's like it's that kind of episode. Not that it's bad by
He
any means, but
I mean, you've kind of already said what your favorite scene is, the kind of the one that they're like
yeah.
joking around.
I'll add a
But
bit more. Is also I like
yeah.
the little parts of scenes, especially early on, like when the Doctor's first with Charles Dickens, where he acts really alien, kind of.
Yeah.
And like when Charles Dickens kind of insults him, he's like, "What's wrong with this jumper?" Or
Yeah.
like, "Well, get in." Like
Yeah.
that's like just those things where it's kind of not what a human would do in those situations. Or say,
Yeah,
like
no.
he misinterprets it. They're really funny scenes, and they do continue. Especially in later Doctors as well, which is great.
Yeah.
But what about you? What's your favourite scene?
I love basically nearly all of Rose's scenes in this episode. I
Yeah.
love the scene where the doctor calls her beautiful and then counteracts it with for a human and
Yeah.
she's not sure whether to take it as a compliment or not. I just really love that bit. And I love how she takes control of the situation, being like, when she's talking to, I can't remember his name, but the old guy
Just
who owns
the
the morgue.
I don't know, the Undertaker. I don't think he has a
Yeah,
name.
the
It's Mr. Something.
yeah. Is it Mr. Mose? No, not Mosley.
No, that's someone entirely
That's
different.
someone else. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's someone else. I'm thinking of a different episode.
Yeah.
But yeah, him when she's like, oh yeah, I don't feel you having a feel around, and it's just, I was just like, absolutely, Rose, take control of the situation. And she just starts interrogating this man because obviously, and especially when she talks to Gwyneth about like quote unquote improper things, especially for that time, for the Victorian period. I think it's just such like, in we're gonna go with like Gen Alpha terms, well, I guess more Gen Z terms. She's such like, I'm gonna hate myself for saying this, a girl boss moment, but I don't know how else to describe it.
Gonna
Where
clip
she
that
just
and play
kind
it on a
of
soundboard for you because I know you'll hate it. To you, like, girl boss, girl. Just spamming.
girl boss.
Yeah, you've done it twice now. I've got two to pick from.
I think just those moments, I'm like, absolutely, she has every right, and I just love the conversation. I think my favourite, I'm going to say, is definitely the conversation between Rose and Gwyneth when they're in the pantry. Yeah. Because it's just like girls being girls, and I love to see that. It's just like a really nice moment, and especially for Gwyneth, as she's obviously not treated great as like a maid. So I think that lightheartedness really just... gets you attached to the character if you do watch this episode for like the first time, and then obviously later down the line it's more heartbreaking when she dies. Mm-hmm. But I think those moments of Rose just taking control in this era of men, if we want to call it that, I guess, yes, where, you know, it was seen as improper to say such things, I think it's just a really cool moment where Rose is like, this is not okay.
Yeah, it's also just a like great comedic opening the next scene. Sure.
Yeah, I think it's just so... It just breaks the tension.
And he's, like, broken down really, really quickly because he just doesn't expect it. It's like, well, it's hardly my fault.
Yeah.
It's the ghosts and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, he's just so taken off guard. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
Any quick thoughts before we look at rating the episode?
Wow, I've got rating really quickly. We're only 16 minutes in. I don't really know. There's just like, yeah, there's literally nothing to talk about with this episode. It's such a nothingness burger. I forgot the saying that. I had burgers early, it was great. But yeah, just like, nothing happened, and it's kind of frustrating trying to review an episode.
No, we're gonna have some others like it.
We're gonna have some really short episodes.
I think especially because it's the earlier season as well.
Yeah.
So, I think there's just less to it. There's less like hints and flashbacks to previous doctors because it's still new and you know. But yeah. Anyway, first thing is plot. What are we thinking?
I don't know. Like, it depends how we rate
episode.
Plot. It's got good story to it.
It's
a bit like
boring,
funny kind of. But it's just the episode just has nothing to it. I guess like a 2-3.
Oh, okay. I was gonna be more generous and say 4.
We'll go with
but
3
I'll go
then.
With 3. Yeah. We'll go with 3 in the middle. Okay. Plot
okay,
3.
Visuals. I think the visuals
think
are actually good. The
I
makeup.
Think they're really good.
The makeup was good on like the zombies.
Yeah.
It's also you can just instantly tell where the dead like grandma person is in that like scene where you see the audience for Dickens's play. Is you just see all these normal people, then you just see this really made up undead looking person, which is the point, but they just stick out like a sore thumb. It's really funny.
They do. And
the CGI,
I really like
great.
The CGI for the spirits, as we're gonna call them, I suppose, the what they call the gelf,
something like that.
Gelf,
yeah,
that was it.
Like that.
The elf were really like for the time really good.
I'd say it still looks pretty good now, to be completely honest.
Yeah, to be fair, I think it helps that it's such a simple design, so it's quite, I don't want to say easy to create, but it's not as hard as making, like, a solid form.
Yeah,
look
definitely.
Real. I'm going to go with, like, a 9 on
visuals. I was going to go with 8. I think I might be getting a bit harsh
we'll
on this
8.
Episode, personally. You're ranking it all,
we'll
like, way
eight.
Higher than I am. Like, oh yeah, we'll rate it a 2. You're like, 4.
We'll go with 8 then. We'll go with 8.
Characterization. I think characterization was quite well as well. It's crazy that we've got visuals ranked so high, but we've barely spoken about them because just nothing else happens.
Yeah, I mean, the visuals are good, but like, I don't know what to say about them. They're good. Like, that's just it. I don't have anything bad to say about them, I suppose.
Yeah, it's just that they are good. That's it.
Yeah.
So yeah, characterization. I think the characters were quite like,
I think they were well
everyone was on
out.
Character. Like, the characters we know, which is the Doctor and Rose, were very, very on character. Especially for
I
this
think Charles
time.
Charles Dickens was good.
Charles Dickens was great.
Considering, like, obviously the history of the actual man himself, it was quite accurate, like, having his, like, not supportive, mentioning his unsupportive family and, you know, that.
And you kind of see him, like, you know, like, how people sort of have a mask they put on? You kind of see his mask, because when we first see him, he kind of looks stressed and, like, rubbing his head. And, like, kind of looking distressed, sort of.
Yeah.
But then, after, like, every point, really, after he goes on stage, he's very different to that, which is almost like he's putting on an act that slowly becomes reality by the end of the episode with him laughing at the TARDIS, just disappearing.
Yeah, but I really like the fact that he becomes more lighthearted towards
yes.
the end.
It's also a mirror of Scrooge.
Yes, it is. It's a parallel.
But other than that, Gwyneth,
because obviously we start with seeing, with seeing him reading the Christmas Carol as well.
Yes. And you also see another parallel where the ghosts are coming out of the doorknob. Obviously, it doesn't change faces.
Yes.
But it's obviously meant to be an obvious parallel to A Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think characterization is quite high as well, honestly.
Yeah, like you were going to say with Gwyneth, like, she's just really good at her role, and that is obviously why she got recast as Gwen in Torchwood.
It's kind of funny they have a same, like, basically the same name as well.
But isn't the, hasn't the Alonso guy be recast?
Yeah, he's going to be in A War Between Land and the Sea. What I mean. Whenever that releases.
I don't know if they're going to do anything with that, like, say...
Probably not, because no one else knows who Alonso is, just the Doctor and Jack. And obviously everyone on
I love Alonso.
Spaceship Titanic. I wonder why.
Oh yeah, of course Jack knows. Anyway, that's all I'm going to say.
Yes. The characterization, I think, is like a 7 or 8.
Yeah, I was going to say like a 7 or 8.
What do we go
you
with then?
Pick.
Go with 8.
We'll go with 8. Yeah, I was going to say that because we've rated everything else so low.
Yeah, I feel like this is going to accidentally be one of our highest rated episodes.
Why? What?
Because we've got 2 out of the 4 already as 8. Then props and set were also really good.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
And then overall's obviously like the middle ground between that, so... It'll be around, if we rate this high again, which you probably will, it'll be around like 6 or 7-ish.
Props and set were amazing. They had horse and carriages for like a chase.
Yeah.
They had the Victorian outfits, which were like stunning.
Agreed.
They had all just the house itself with the morgue and...
Yes. The basement as well.
Yeah,
they had
the basement,
stage
the
and backstage.
Coffins. Yeah.
Like
a whole auditorium.
They also had, like, the entire street, which I've seen the behind the scenes. It was just, like, it's just a great thing, and it really kind of immerses you.
Yeah.
It's surprisingly immersive. So, yeah, we kind of have to rate it high again with, like, a 7 or an 8.
I was going to go with even higher. I was going to go with, like, a 9.
Should we go with 8, then?
We'll go with 8.
Well, we can give it a 9 if you want.
I don't... You decide.
I'll go with 8. So am I. That means that our overall, we've got 3 8s and a 3.
Oh.
So that means
just
down to
6?
Like... It's a 7 or a 6, yeah.
I'll go with 6, because we've already had 7. We'll go with 6 because the episode as a whole wasn't, like, eh.
Okay, it's not the highest rate. The other two are both 7s, so...
Yeah, go with 6 then.
Go with 6. We deduct an extra point for just being a really forgettable episode.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. That's basically the episode. Do we have any comments to read? Has anyone commented? You said you could check. I don't know how to.
Do you want me to
check? Yeah, I need to see if I can check.
You should be able to.
I should be able to, yeah. It's just whether I've got them ready or not. Let me load Spotify. I also almost forgot to put the TARDIS sound on, so I just kind of put it on after you did the opening.
Yeah, I can't hear it, so I can't check these things.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I can't seem to open stuff.
We do not. Okay. No.
Well, that is the end of the episode then. We're like 5 minutes shorter than usual.
Indeed. Well, it makes sense considering the episode.
The episode's really just nothing.
Just not a lot. Just a little bit of character. Just like awareness, like development, but just introduction sort of personality wise. Apart from that, it was just a bit like, oh, okay, yeah, sure.
And it's just really forgettable, and it's one that I wouldn't mind skipping, honestly, on a rewatch. Yeah.
I think the first time I watched Doctor Who, and we first meet Gwen on Doctor Who before I watched Torchwood, when he's in the TARDIS and, you know, the world's basically ending, and due to Davros, and him...
Spoilers for, like, season four.
So yeah, we've already said spoilers that many times in this episode. Ten and... Rose, they share a little bit like, oh, it's just, you know, ancestor things. And to be honest, that went over my head the first time. I was like, I don't know what they're talking about, because it was probably that forgettable of an episode. I didn't recognize her. Obviously now I'm Doctor Who nerd, I obviously know what that now means. But yeah, it's just that much of a bit of a episode. I don't think it's anyone's favourite Doctor Who episode.
I would be genuinely shocked if someone turned around to me and said, yeah, you know what, this is my favourite episode of Doctor Who.
I would be also shocked.
Have you not watched half of the... Like, have you not watched 90% of the series?
Yeah. Like... But I think we're going to have to call it there, because I definitely think we're actually running out of stuff to talk about for this episode.
Oh, yeah. There's, like, nothing I can talk about. Just, like... I know we say we can go on talking about Doctor Who forever, but not this episode in particular.
But not this episode, no.
I do like that we see the Doctor working on the TARDIS again. I'll say again. It's the first time we've probably seen him, and we see it again in the next episode, I think, with the sonic screwdriver, which is a thing I liked. I'm just trying to, like, grasp at straws here. Any final things I liked? That's generally it. That's the only thing I can grab at.
Yeah, I think that is it.
It's still cool to see the Doctor working on the TARDIS now. But...
It is.
That'll be it.
Yeah. Yeah, so thanks for listening, guys. Feel free to comment, so... For episodes like this, we can actually talk about something.
Yes, we have something to talk about for the next 5 minutes.
Yeah, but feel free to.
We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, we hope that you tune in sooner or later, I suppose. But that is bye, I guess.
Yeah, tell us your thoughts on the episode.
If you have any.
Yeah, if you can have any thoughts on this episode in particular. But, yeah, that's genuinely all I can think of. So, I'm going to use my sonic screwdriver to end this thing now. Bye!